Blog Talk Radio.
Don't forget your hope of God. Really has the last say. You just have to stand on. praise God. But we got the chance.
I'm gonna Majesty Lever. I am your host for this afternoon, Miss Sandra. I hope you guys are getting out of your seat and getting your praise on, because that's exactly what we plan to do this evening today. For today, the Bible says that this is the day that the Lord has made. Make a choice. Make a choice to rejoice and be glad in it. God does give you a choice, but either you can choose to do what he says to do according to his word and have a great day in spite of what might be going on. He did not tell you to focus on the circumstances. That's our problem. And I'm going to raise my hand. I'm not just going to stand there in a glass house and throw stones at you. I have to remember. That's why the Bible says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, to renew your mind daily. Make yourself a living sacrifice unto him daily. Not when we get ready, not when we feel like it, not when somebody's looking, but at all times we should be offering our bodies as a living sacrifice unto him. Not only that, but then we need to continue to surrender our mind to him, take on the mind of Christ. Why? Because when we do that, then we'll understand what his good and perfect will is for our lives. And that way you can go back and say, in spite of all that is going on in the world today, in spite of what I woke up to, in spite of what's going on in my house, in spite of how they're acting crazy and the job acting crazy, in spite of all that, I'm going to give God praise and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And to start us off, I had my very own bishop, Bishop Eddie L. Long, shouts out to you, and the GWs from his Kingdom Business CD, We're Believing. We're Believing. And so shouts out to my daddy, my bishop. Love you, Dad. Love you, First Lady, Elder Vanessa Long, the Long family, all the new births all over across the world. And we just continue to keep multiplying and growing. Hallelujah. The next church actually to continue to rise up and be established is New Birth Denver. Shout out to my brother and sister out there in Colorado. They have New Birth Denver out there, and they're putting that, you know, getting that prepared for in September. I'm just so proud of them. That's my brother and my sister. Love you, Pastor Wise and First Lady Shaje. You can find them actually on Twitter. They just uploaded a website. They got a Twitter page, New Birth Denver. You can follow him on Twitter at Darius Wise. You can follow his wife, First Lady Shaje Wise, @mom_coach. She's got some great things going on. You can follow New Birth on Twitter at New Birth MBC. You can follow Bishop Eddie Long at Bishop Eddie Long. You can follow me, Miss Sandra Says. That's SAYZ. You can also follow me under Legacy Lever, Legacy_Lever. You can find Legacy Lever also on Facebook. Click the like button. Become a fan of our fan page. You can catch me. You also can find me on my own website at www.MissSandraSays.com. Okay, I done got all that out the way. Now, back to what we were talking about again. Make a conscious decision to rejoice in the day. And with that being said, there's no way you need to wake up Monday through Friday without giving God praise first. And what I'm talking about in prayer. Now, the Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight. And then it doubles itself. It says two can put 10,000 to flight. Imagine over 2,000 people every morning from 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, coming together as one, praying, touching, and agreeing, and praising God all at the same time. Y'all, I'm trying to say this without going into my spiritual language and getting happy, my own self. Because when I think about that and think about the love and the unity and the power, folk that never had any hope to think that they can live another day, another year, finally to have some hope. They're feeling better. We got testimonies coming that, look, Bishop said the testimonies are outweighing the prayer request. Come on, somebody, that's faith, because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and we're continuing to pray his word. Somebody say that. I know I can't hear you, but I know you on the other side of the internet, on the phone. Say that one. And so who's leading off the prayer? Which really doesn't matter who's leading it off, just the fact of the matter that folk coming together according to God's word and his perfect will, and he is answering. He has to, because that's his word. He said 2 or 3. So you got 2 or 3,000. Oh, he has to move according to his word because it will not return back void. And we have Bishop Eddie Long. Again, I just love my daddy. Y'all excuse me for a moment. I know I'm talking about morning prayer, but excuse me. I just have to do a for Jesus, for my own bishop. Hallelujah. And for my first lady, a for you too. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Look, celebrate those who shepherd over you, who watch and protect and pray to God for. I appreciate you all on the World Wide Web, internationally. Thank God that he has tied me to such a great and awesome man of God, a great woman of God, a strong, oh, they call it a quiet storm. Oh, Jesus. Oh, she says it's so pretty and such grace, but yet it's a fire starter and a warrior herself. Amen. And to the and for the family. Woo-hoo! For the long family. Hey, wait a minute. I can't leave out the Newberg. Hoo-dee-hoo! And you know what? All the leaders, all the pastors, all the intercessors, the prayer warriors, those who are going and on the front line, in the parking lot, those who help keep ministries going behind the scenes, hoo-dee-hoo for you. Thank God for you, because you know what? We don't even realize that some of the things that go on behind scenes, because you know why? We've got people in position doing what God has called them to do. I just want to let you know, I appreciate you. We appreciate you. Legacy Leavers appreciate you. Firestarters Kingdom Radio appreciates you. So I just didn't want to, I try not to leave anybody out, but just sometimes you just got to give a hootie-hoo for Jesus, for the great people that God connects you to in life. Again, we have prayer Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is, and I need you to get a pen or to put it in your phone, or type it on your computer right quick, is 760-569-7676. Again, that's 760-569-7676. The access code is 980-291-POUND. Again, 980-291-POUND. Now, if you have any testimonies or you have a prayer request, you can send that into morningprayer@newbirth.org. Again, that's morningprayer@newbirth.org. Maybe you are praying for some loved ones or some people at work or someone that's sick. You said you lift them up in prayer. Well, hey, send that in. You might know someone that's having financial issues, family issues, marital issues, or, you know, you just need some prayer. You just got some things that you want to see moving in your life, and you just need somebody to come and touch and agree. Well, imagine 2,000 or 3,000 people coming to touch and agree, and we're going to continue to grow where we're going to have 100,000 people. Amen. I'm thanking God for that. All touching and agreeing for government, for families, for the marketplace, for jobs, for marriages, just, you know, got financial release and debt cancellation. And like I said, Bishop Eddie Long is leading it off. We have Pastor Pyramid from the Poconos. Him and his entire congregation is interceding for us. We have Bishop Murphy that's come on, and he's praying with us. We've had the Stokes sisters, Elder Stokes and her sister, to come on. We've had Pastor Kennedy come on. We've had Pastor P come in from New Birth, Augusta praying. Great leaders warring in the spirit, touching and agreeing, and believing what God has said according to his word. And I'm telling you, God is moving like never before. One more time, that number is 760-569-7676. Access code is 980-291-POUND. And we also have our Spirit and Truth Conference coming up in September. You definitely want to make sure you register for that conference. You can find out more information, again, by logging on newbirth.org. And all that information concerning the conference is on that website. And you also can register. Guess what? It's only $50. Only $50. And so I just thank you again for logging on, for tuning in, for calling in. I will have my partner, I want to say partner in crime, because, you know, that some people just so deep, Jesus. But sometimes, you know, when I say partner in crime, that means we on the lookout to just chop up demon heads sometimes. When we get together, we're such a powerhouse. I'm having my girl, she's out there on the West Coast, so she's 3 hours behind, so it's only 3-something out there. I'm going to have her come on in just a few. But I know the last time I've had Minister Bernard Williams last week, what an awesome explosion it was. Oh, my goodness, people are still talking to me about it, still sending me messages on Facebook about how they were so blessed by Minister Bernard Williams. And, yeah, I tried to move forward and get another guest, and God would not let me. He would not let me. He said, no, I'm not finished yet, because we're going to continue to send Judah first. And so that's why I have Minister Bernard Williams, who's going to come up in just a short while. He's back as my special guest because, you know what, today is a day of celebration. Today is a day of focusing anything that we have. You know what, sometimes we just say, well, focus all your problems and your troubles on him. He can, yes, he will, but you know what, I'm just in the mood just to bless him just because he is love, just because he is God, just because he's that good, just because he's great, just because he's got more power in his pinky than we have in our whole entire body. And the fact of the matter that he knows who we are, the fact of the matter, he knows every hair on our head is numbered. The fact that he's kept us from danger seen and unseen. The fact that every time you wake up in the morning, there are brand new mercies. Some of us, look, I'll just point to my own self again. Some of us, God has told us to get some stuff done. We didn't do it. We just didn't do it. He gave us another opportunity just to get it done. There's folk, if you study the Old Testament and study them scriptures, there's some folk that they just didn't even live no more because they were disobedient. Thank God for Jesus Christ, who continues to intercede on our behalf. Thank you that we can go to him in the blood and covered by his righteousness. He gives us another chance. So I'm getting ready to get into this next track. Again, this is by my bishop. It's a remake. It's called Thank You. And when I had Bishop Bernard Williams. Ooh, let me take Minister Bernard Williams on last week. He said we ought to have just a spirit of thank you. So I'm getting ready to get into this next track. It's called Thank You. I want you to get out of your seat. I don't want you to just sit there and listen to this, but I want you to get out of your seat. I want you to start moving around in your house, wherever you at, snap your fingers, wiggle your toe, you know, whatever you got to do just to give God praise. Think about what he's done, what he's doing to now in today's time, and what he said, I'm going to say like the country folk, footing to do, not going to do, but footing to do, for you, you ought to have a thank you praise.
Somebody better grab that. Stop thanking everybody and fall on your face and thank God. He is the source of your strength.
Thank you.
I'm going to thank God for my yesterday.
Thank you
for lifting me up.
Thank you
for not letting me fall.
Thank you.
I should be in jail.
Thank you.
I should be dead.
Thank you.
I should have OD'd.
Thank you.
I should have died. The way I wanted it to, but that's not what I'm going to focus on. I'm going to thank God that I didn't commit suicide. I'm going to thank God that I didn't lose my job. I'm going to thank God that I didn't lose my mind. I'm going to thank God that I did get this deal closed. I'm going to thank God that when everybody eulogized me, I'm still here. I want to thank God that when I thought I was going to fall down and thought, how many times did you say, I don't think I can make it through this and you through that? I'm going to thank God for my yesterday. I think I ought to take a moment right now to thank God for all the stuff that he has blessed me with. Even though I didn't get the car, I had bus fare. Even though I didn't get the house, I could pay my rent. Even though I went to bed alone, I wasn't lonely. Even though the eyes got to take a moment to thank God. I didn't get the new dress, but I ain't looking too shabby. I didn't get the new shoes, but I don't have holes in them. I didn't get, come on somebody, somebody needs to look back, not with regret, but say thank you.
Thank you
for not letting me fall.
Thank you.
I should be in jail. care of tomorrow. I'm excited about tomorrow. I'm thanking them for yesterday because I'm still strong to go into tomorrow. I'm thanking them for tomorrow because I got faith that everything's going to come into what God ordained, because my scripture says all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to the purpose. You ain't missing me. I don't care what you're witnessing in the manifestation. I am operating in tomorrow faith. Baby, I might be down now, but you ain't seen the end of the movie. The end of the movie is glorious, because he who's begun a good work in me shall complete it until the day of Christ. I'm thankful for yesterday, and I got faith about tomorrow. I might be sick in my body today, but tomorrow, by his stripes. What's this? You gotta get this. You'll sit up and you'll look back at yesterday and it won't be regrets. You'll say, at least I got my life. I thank God I got my family. I thank God that I'm walking. I thank God that I'm talking. I thank God that I even got a job. I thank God that I got some friends. I thank God that I'm able to get up this morning. I thank God that I'm able to catch the bus. When I look back on yesterday, those that are in the spirit will thank God for where they are. I thank God that I'm not divorced. I thank God that I'm still alive. I thank God that I can think in my right mind. Somebody needs to start thanking God, because if you can start thanking God, it brings you into the manifestation of where he is. I'm thanking you for my yesterday. I'm thanking you for my trials. I'm thanking you for what I've been through. Don't sit there and look at me. I'm not preaching to you. You need to open up your mouth and thank him. I thank you that I'm not crazy. I'm thanking I didn't have an accident this morning. I thank you that I'm able to come through a week. I thank you that I even...
Serious mercy. I just raised my own hand. I thank God for grace.
and mercy, that he did not let me die before my time. And that's basically what Edward Long is talking about. And if you think about it, and I remember being at a couple of seminars with Dr. Miles Monroe, and a lot of us think the richest place in the world is Dubai, where they got seven-star hotels, or over in, you know, some parts of California, Beverly Hills, or down in Miami, you know. Some of us think that parts of New York, you know, have it going on with wealth, China, parts of India where the billionaires are. We got one of the billionaires is in Mexico. We think that's balling. We think that's having the riches. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to drop something on you. He said one of the richest places in the world is in the cemetery. It's in the cemetery. Think about it. So many people have million and billion dollar ideas that they never shared with the world, and they died. And their ideas, their giftings, their creativity went right along with them into the ground. And so we don't know what book they were supposed to write. We don't know what recipes they were supposed to do. We don't know what skyscrapers they were supposed to build, or we don't know what TV program they were supposed to do, because they died and they took it all with them to the grave. And so Ms. Sandra is saying, don't be like those Israelites that went to spy out the land, to see the land that God said was already theirs, but saw the giants, and what did they do? They discredited themselves before the giants did. The giants didn't have to do nothing. The giants mind their own business. They were living in their land. Actually, they were renting what belonged to the Israelites. Israelites could not get their mindset changed to believe God already promised them. God already said, it's yours. Don't look at the situation. The servant know that I'm with you. I said, you didn't go through 40 years being in the wilderness for nothing, and you're still trying to come out with the old mindset. They discredited themselves in front of their promise that God said is already theirs. And I've been saying it for the last couple of weeks. Don't disqualify yourself for what God has already qualified you for. I'm going to say it one more time. Don't disqualify yourself. I mean, don't make yourself a grasshopper in front of big circumstances and situations. And trust me, I cannot tell you this without being tested my own self. And trust me, I am being tested. I'm going through some stuff myself where I have to remind myself. That's why I stay in Romans 12:1-2 daily, because if I feed on my fear, if I actually sit there and think about what he's saying and hesitate, then I'm allowing the door of doubt to come right on in. And so you cannot afford to discredit yourself, disqualify yourself, saying you're just a grasshopper. Oh, God, I don't have the education for this. I don't have the mindset or the tools. Look, I'm being linked with people. I said, God, I'm just going to get a piece of paper and a pen, or get me some more technology so I can take all this in, because he's linking me to people with billion-dollar minds, and I'm so grateful. But what I could have said was, Lord, I'm just a grasshopper, and they see me as a grasshopper, and I don't think I could do this because you hooked me up with somebody that, you know, I can just relate to. I am learning. If you're the smartest person in your group, you with the wrong group. You need to get around some folks that can help enlarge your territory, enlarge your mind. Same thing in 1 Chronicles 4:9-10, where the prayer of Jabez, he said, Lord, grant me your favor, enlarge my territory. In other words, Lord, increase my mind, increase my capacity to take all your good stuff in, because at birth, my mom named me pain and sorrow. I don't want to be known like that through the rest of my life. And some of y'all are dealing with that now. Some of y'all are still dealing with pain and sorrow that somebody labeled you at when you were little, and you have not left that point yet. And God is saying, today is a new day. I want to increase your mind. I want to increase your capacity. I want you to enlarge your tent. I will have nothing but good thoughts for you, great plans for you, like in Jeremiah 29:11. But I'm going to need you to change your mind, just like he told Jeremiah in 1:5. Like, look, I've called you a prophet. I've given you an assignment before I put you in your mother's womb and told you to come with time to come in on this earth. So don't sit there and tell me that you are not a prophet into the nations. I know you. I know what's in you, and it's time to do it. So don't die. Don't sit back and think that somebody else is supposed to do it. What has God called you to do? What book do you need to write? I had to go start finish writing the book that I started last year. I said, well, this is a doggone shame. I looked at the date I started it, and I said, Lord, I ain't finished yet. But I said, I have to make up in my mind, and that's where I'm at, to finish some things that I've started and tie up some loose ends so I can continue to move forward so he can give me more. But he's not going to give you more if you don't do exactly what he's called you to do and finish up some things that you started that you never finished. I know I'm talking to somebody else besides myself, but if I'm just talking to me, then I'll just accept it as me. Don't die before your time. Don't die without sharing your giftings, sharing your knowledge, sharing your love and wealth with somebody else. So we're going to get into this track here. This is Edward Long featuring Mario J. Brown. Also, shouts out to Hope, who's also helped with the video as well. God bless the Long administration as they continue to do great things for the kingdom of God. I want you to allow these words to minister to you. And if this is you, it's time for you to get up and get moving. Have faith, a measure of faith. Let your faith increase today as we move forward and doing great things for the kingdom of God. Don't let me die.
Man, why so many people die? So many people that are gifted and talented.
I can just start.
So much hope, so many dreams, so many aspirations. And for some reason, it seems like they're leaving before their time. Legend now.
Yeah, now you need to try.
Now you're great. 6 feet deep. Lord, I just pray it don't happen to me. Amen. Michael Jackson just dropped the other day. Vernon Forrest got popped the other day. Steve Magnette got clocked the other day. Lord, I'm just glad that I got another day to do your will and follow your way. Please reveal what you would have for me to say. Lord, I don't want to go before my time, though it's all in your time. Just let me finish mine before you drop me down. Jeremiah 1:5, I was sanctified before you gave me life. Every day I hop up out of bed and cut my swag on. Brush my teeth, strap my shoes, and throw my bag on. Bow to the throne and throw my cap on. I'm riding on that chrome. You know I got my strap. Take your word to the streets and hit them with that heat. And if I die before I wake, may my soul rest in peace. No doubt. My life before I finish my purpose. Daily you have laid before me blessings and curses. I always choose life to try and stay from them hurts. The desire you put it in me,
a call
you put it in me,
worship
you put it in me,
my purpose
you put it in me. Why take a kid to the store if he can't get a tour? Why train a soldier if he can't go to war?
Die with all this in me. I wanna go out in die with all this.
My life, then I lose it. I have a purpose in life, I won't refuse it. Lord, you have given me life, so let me use it. If I lose my life, then I save it. But if I try and save my life, then I lose it. I have a purpose in life, I won't refuse it. Lord, you have given me life, so let me use it.
Thank you.
to all the legends. Don't let me die before it's my time to go to heaven. Let's go. Cheer. Come on.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got to
let out my dreams so I can be what he planned for me. Not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of me.
Right before I die, I got
to love my enemies.
On in just a minute, but I have to also, we're going to be co-hosting because I got my girl all the way from the West Coast. I know y'all wondering where she is with her little man. Shouts out to my little boo-boo, Zay Zay. Y'all excuse me. I'm just having, the, you know, a little spirit. That's my little spiritual nephew. Excuse me just for one moment. Hey, Zay Zay, how you doing? But right now I'm bringing on the air live, and we're going to bring Minister Bernard on in just a minute. But I want you to give some shouts out, Ms. J. Say hello to the people.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Y'all hear all that outside? I'm outside. I said, you know what, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to listen to the show. I got me some lemonade. We got some folks going to get, go get some chicken and bring it in. The sun is shining. The skies are clear. Some nice, crisp breeze looking at the palm trees. I'm loving it. Amen. Amen. Out here on the West Coast, you know, it is the best coast.
Why you had to hurt my feelings? You know how my favorite tree is the palm tree. You did that on purpose. So fat. You see how she everybody on the World Wide Web, then felt, I felt that. That was like a knife. Girl. That hurt me. You could at least mail me some palm
trees. I'll take some pictures and send it to you while we out there, you know. I'll take a few pictures, little snapshots, and send it to you, you know. You know how we do, you know. I keep you in the loop, girl. I keep you in the loop. But what's up? You know what? I'm mad at you. No, I'm going to call you out on the World Wide Web, internationally calling you out. I'm calling you out today. Why are you playing? Why are you playing? Why are you playing? Now, you going to get the sermon. You getting the sermon started. You're preaching, and then you're going to go into, I had my Bibles, I was going on the Romans, I was hopping the scripture to scripture with you, I'm ready for the word, and you just, okay, and then you just cut it all off. Quit playing. Go on and do the sermon.
That's why I got Minister Bernard coming on in just a second. We about to link
it's
him on.
It's a tag team. It's a tag. You know, when he come on, I just be laid out. You know, I just.
Okay.
I got to recline this chair because I know when he starts speaking, and then last week he sang all Acapulco. I was all slain. I woke up. I said, oh, what happened, Jesus? Okay. Glory. Just knocked y'all out.
Faithfulness created. Look. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how you think you just all buck. Let somebody start singing one of them hymns. Morning, my morning.
You know how Minister Bernard Williams is, though. You know how he is. He's the type that, you know, he kind of like the sneak up on you type of anointing. You know, he get up there and his face, you know, be, oh, hallelujah, glory. And you're like, oh, this nice light-skinned brother is about to get up and just sing a glorious song for the Lord. And he opened his mouth. And when I tell you that lion come out and just slash up every type of, if you had any kind of impurities, any kind of doubt, any kind of hurt, that's all just got drenched all up in the nurse. And he going to tear it up, tear it out. See, something, let me just break it down. There's some people, bless God for them, amen, that can tear up some spirit with their voice. They have that anointing where they can just tear them up. You know, there are some people who can, you know, with their voice, they can just usher in the Holy Spirit. They just got the gloves on with their voice, and they just usher them on in. There are some people with their voice, they can stir up some stuff, you know, get some stuff all shooken up in you. But when it comes to those few, like Minister Bernard Williams, that can usher him in, stir it up, take you there, rip it up, and toss it out, I don't know anybody out there that ever said anything bad about him, anybody ever hurt his feelings. I'm telling y'all now, just go and lift your hands and receive some kind of grace and mercy, because you just don't mess with nobody like that, with that type of anointing on them. Oh, no.
Darn, you don't even call it anointing anymore. It's anointing.
Oh, no. When you describe somebody that gift, it's not even a skill. You know, he plays instruments, and, you know, he's skillful in a lot of things, but when you have anointing, on you. You can't use proper English. That's when you got to go back, you know, because, you know, he's a Southern boy, so you got to go back to the old school and use that, you know, how the old church folks used to say, you know, that announcement, that glow, you know, that stinking face you got to use, like something in the room stank. You know, you can't be all nice and metacritical when it comes to Minister Bernard Williams. You got to get stank in the spirit. Amen.
You know what, girl? I know he is on the line, cracking up. So I'm about to bring live on the air, worldwide, Minister. Y'all give it up for Minister Bernard. Holy Ghost feel. Wait a minute. We're doing the radio.
Don't call him if you don't want him.
Girl, the way he was pinned it up in worship today. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. We can't leave out our listeners. Wait a minute. Welcome live on the air worldwide, Minister Bernard Williams. Welcome, my brother. Welcome.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This y'all, you know what, Miss Sandra, Miss Jay, you know what? Lift your hands right now. Just lift your hands wherever you are. You're going to get a blessing right now because y'all need Jesus. Y'all need every inch of them. You know what?
You're right about that. I was talking to a friend, Minister, and it was something that just came over me, and I was thinking, you know, there's some people out there that want Jesus, but you're right, I need them. I can't do nothing without them. Some of y'all just may want them. Some of y'all may like them. Some of y'all may have got acquainted with them. But, yes, I do. I need him.
But, no, you need him, like, right now because y'all are crazy. Y'all need help. I'm so glad. See, God knew that something wasn't right. That's why he put y'all on different coasts today. Because it just ain't, if y'all were in the same city, Atlanta would just, it would be a bad, it, you know what, it would probably be raining in Atlanta right now. I bet you it would.
I really do believe that's part of my assignment out here on the West Coast is that we were just too much together, and God said, you know, my folks ain't all the way ready. I'm not even gonna leave out Miss Sandra. You guys were ordained, and I planned on being there that service, and God was like, okay, time for you to go. I'm like, but what? It's a celebration. We need to go ahead and got the license. They got the paper. They can run home and tell the good news, Jesus, you know. And he's like, no, you need to go over here. And I think that's what it is. I believe part of that was, you know, we was just too much for them. It's okay. Uh-huh. They'll get it soon. But I'm so excited to be on the air with you today. Last week I enjoyed, like Ms. Sandra said, it's not a show, it's an experience, and I was definitely blessed by that, and I want to take this opportunity to tell you again, thank you. Thank you for being willing. Thank you for persevering. Thank you for just being obedient to your assignment, to your call, to your purpose, to just everything that is encompassed in you and what the Holy Spirit is, where he's guiding you through, what God has created you for, and all that stuff. I just want to say thank you. And I know we had a conversation privately. I shared part of my testimony that you were a major part. Your ministry was a major part of my life and my testimony and my healing and my deliverance during hard times. And I remember there was a young lady that called, and she said the same thing. And I'm telling you, man, for those of you who are listening, and it's not fake. It's not, you know, something that you just say because you want to say something nice. It's when you experience something, when you experience a gift, like Minister Bernard Williams, you can't help but to be thankful and to be grateful, and you need to run to him every chance that you get. Now, sometimes you need to use your spirit of discernment, let the man rest and his wife, and congratulations on your new addition to your family as well.
Thank you. Use the spirit of discernment and
give him some rest sometimes. But when you have the opportunity to say thank you, make sure you do that, and make sure you bless him. If you can put something in his hand, Amen. Oh, I felt that in my spirit. If you can put something in his hand, some finances, if you can bless him and say, you know what, I may not be able to pay your car note, but here's enough money for your family to get some dinner. You know, I may not be able to get you dinner, but at least, you know, here's a, you know, I may not want to just get you dinner. Let me go on ahead and pay your car. Let me just go on and buy you a car. I'm not even declaring a car. No, let me go on and buy you a car. Let me go ahead and get you a house. You got a, your family is growing. Your child's going to go to college and do awesome things in the ministry. Let me go ahead and start up, you know, that bank account. And I'm just go ahead and do it. Y'all know y'all got it. Y'all blessed. Y'all blessed to be a blessing. So I'm just lining up. I want my blessing. So go ahead and bless the man of God. Amen. But let me stop because I don't want to go ahead and keep going. Go on if you go.
Three of us got together, Jesus. He knows what happened the last time the three of us took and agreed, Jesus. Yeah.
Right.
So, Minister Bernard, today, experience, we're talking about send Judah first. And so when you hear that, what comes to mind, Minister Bernard?
You know, whenever I hear that, I go straight to 2 Chronicles 20. And, you know, we've mentioned that a couple of times recently in kind of our worship service. But, you know, 2 Chronicles 20 was just such a – it was such an odd moment. I mean, whenever you're standing there and you've got a lot of things coming at you, if for those of you that don't know, if you pull out your Bible or go Google it or something, 2 Chronicles 20, it was one of those weird moments where – the children of Israel were under an immense amount of attack. And instead of, you know, getting all their forces together and, you know, getting all their armies together, they decided to go, first of all, into a wonderful fast and to seek God. And God answered their prayer and said, the battle's not yours, it's mine. So don't even deal with it. Don't even worry about it. And the king at that time, King Jehoshaphat, made the decision that as they would walk down to their enemies, not to fight them, but to address them, they led out with praise. And their praise went forth and actually confused the enemy to the point that they began to destroy themselves. And if you look at that passage of Scripture, they confused them to the point that they destroyed each other so perfectly, so mightily, that by the time they got down to meet their enemy, nobody was left standing. Everybody was dead. And the Bible says that it actually took 3 days for the children of Israel to gather the spoils of all the stuff that had been left by their enemies. So when you talk about leading, you know, sending Judah first, it's being in a place where you understand that the strength that you have it within yourself, because we're all gifted and powerful individuals, because God made us that way, but we're nothing outside of his will, and we're nothing outside of his purpose and his plan. And all God wants for us is to recognize who he is. And it's the wonderful place of being in God and recognizing that all we have to do is acknowledge him as great, acknowledge him as mighty, acknowledge him as holy, set an atmosphere where he feels comfortable, set an atmosphere where he can rest. The Bible talks about, you know, being lavished in our praise and being bathed in our praise, finding rest in our worship. When he gets to that place, he has no choice but to come down and, you know, just fight on our behalf, so much to the point that we don't even have to stand up and do anything, because it's his battle. If you call yourself his child, if you call yourself a person that's walking in his anointing and walking in his purpose, you shouldn't have to fight. You just have to acknowledge him. Now, you can get me off on a whole big different tangent, because I actually just read this book last night called A Tale of Three Kings. And one of the things that it chronicles the life of King David and how he lived this life where he didn't care about position, he didn't care about titles. The only thing he cared about was the will of God, and he continued to worship God throughout his entire life. Go study David, you know what I mean? We always look at his psalms and say, oh, he was nice, that was cool. You may even call out the fact that, you know, he messed around and got with Bathsheba or whatever. But he was the man after God's own heart. And he was the one that opened that gate of worship, that it was a way into God's presence that had never been seen before, that had never been accessed before, and was so dear to him because it was the one area of worship, it was the one area of obedience where people totally didn't try to sacrifice anything, didn't try to be perfect. They just acknowledged him. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just,
you know,
it's a beautiful, wonderful, it's a weird place to be, to stand in a fight, and all you have to do is acknowledge the maker, and he takes care of everything. So I'm going to shut up, but that's big to me.
You know, you don't have to shut up. No, no, this is what this is about. We're talking about praise. We're talking about worship. We're talking about prayer. We're giving you exactly what this time is requiring. You're probably saying, well, I'm just doing the best. No, God is giving you your strategic plan right in front of you, what's going to take care of your enemies. Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what Minister Bernard said? Second Chronicles, the 20th chapter, is one of my favorite, all-time favorite. It's one of my favorite stories of the Bible because it's got so much. Well, the Bible's just meat anyway, but it's something about that story. I mean, people, these countries, these regions just said, you know what, you ever had, they were like the ultimate example of what haters were.
They really were.
Just, hey, if you want to see what haters, read the story. Read, you got to read the chapter before, a couple chapters before leading up to that so you can understand. They just came, it's like, okay, we're just going to get together. We're going to get tens of thousands of troops together. We're coming after you. We're coming after your praise. Is that something there? Guess what?
Did.
The enemy is after. That is your weapon. And Bishop, but I keep saying Bishop Bernard. I'm sorry, Jesus.
Hey.
It's getting Minister Bernard. He said it. Their praise was so filled with passion and so focused. Their praise was so focused on what the prophet said, that if you just acknowledge who God is through your praise and your worship, it became so strong to the point when they opened up their mouths and began to sing, God stepped in and began to confuse the enemy and cause the ambush on their own self. I hope you're seeing what your strategic plan is for the rest of 2011 and then for the next 10 years, the next decade or so. Is your praise is your weapon, your worship, your strategic focus, worship to God is what you need to do to annihilate
you. I'll give you another thing there, Miss Sandra. When we talk about praise, when we talk about praise, real quick, if you also look in that scripture, it was the fact, if you look back, you know, when God gave the words of what to do and how to attack and how to go down to their enemies, they actually went down into a valley. And what happened was, when they began to speak and sing the word of the Lord and speak and sing and acknowledge him, what happened was that their voices actually bounced off of the walls of the valley. So that what caused the enemies to be so confused was that they were looking at each other saying, wait a minute, you said it was only 10,000 people. Why does it sound like there's a million people coming after me? When you praise, your praise is actually bringing a host of angels. It's bringing a host of angels and encampments to surround you so that your enemy looks totally confused because they thought they were coming after some puny, worn down, beat up, worthless person. Not realizing they're coming against a promise. They're coming against a kingdom. Because when you stand for God, the entire kingdom of God stands for you. That's what your praise does. Don't get it confused. It's not just a cute little song or, you know, a nice little hand clap. You're actually accessing the power that's been waiting on you. Ah, that's good. You're accessing the power that's waiting on you to recognize who he is and then to recognize who you are in him. I felt that I had to get that out.
Yeah. It sounds like Jen wants to say a little something. I hear her groaning in the background too.
No. Sometimes you can't say anything. See, I've learned that there's times when you just need to shut up and listen to the prophet speak. So go ahead. Amen.
That's one of the reasons why me, not as a worship leader, but as a Christian And as a living example of Christ, I'm so passionate about people accessing who they are in God and who they are in Him. Because your situations, your circumstances, the people that are around you would make you think that you're nothing, you're nobody. You may have had people that told you you were nobody, that you were just a victim of circumstance, that you were just another number. But when you stand in His presence, Bishop Long has actually talked about when you worship, you connect to the past, you connect to your future, you connect to your present, you connect to things that you may have forgotten about, but it actually brings a fullness in His spirit to where you recognize, actually, I'm a piece of something great. Why would you come against me? Why would anybody come against the Spirit of God? If God is for me, who can stand against me? Because God is, if I'm a part of Him, then you need to watch out. Just like you were saying earlier, you might not want to talk against me or anybody else that's a part of the kingdom of God, because we're connected to the greatest, most powerful, most amazing, most strategic, most wonderful entity that ever was and ever will be. So that's what praise is supposed to do. It's not just a fill until the word comes up. It's not just, you know, a nice cute little song. It's not just entertainment. It's a connection. It's a connection into who God is and who you are in Him.
Amen. Woo! Now, I'm about to take it back just a moment. I don't know if you remember this song. When we started talking about when Bishop Curry came and he was talking about, you know, send you the first, hold your peace, battle is yours, it belongs to the Lord. And now I remember there was a song that we did that I directed. Now, if you happen to, you know, teach the choirs and stuff, if you could just, you know, draft me on in just for a moment, because, you know, I got to get ready to start working back with the youth, so, you know. But if you just draft, but if you decide to go to this song, Minister Bernard, I just wanted to be part of it. I would love to get it. I used to direct back in the day, but, you know. But
okay.
Still, that's another issue, but if you decide to just do this song, just let me know when you do. I just want to stick my head. I don't care if I just stand on the side and sing it. I just want to be part of the teaching of it. If I just have to come to rehearsal and just sing it on the side, because it talks about hold your peace, let the Lord fight for you. So I'm about to go back just a little bit. If you remember this song, I want you to get up. And I want you to give God praise on this song. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Minister Bernard and Miss Jennifer. Right now, we're going to get into a little Hezekiah Walker, The Battle.
Thank you.
song? Well, that was one of my favorite songs by Hezekiah Walker. I'm telling you, that song got me through some stuff back in the day. And when we were talking about Send Judah First, and we were talking about, you know, the battle belongs to the Lord, I had to go get this and load it up on the studio switchboard. I had to play that thing today. Minister Bernard, do you even remember that song? Do you remember that song?
That song was amazing back in the day. I mean, that's what, late 90s? That song is great. That's when Hezekiah Walker was really killing it, man.
Yes. I don't know. I have to ask the little, the baby that's on the phone. I don't know if she remembers.
Oh, I do. You ain't going to the baby. I was with it. I may have had pigtails when the song was hot, but I was still there. That took me back, you know, coming back home to Northern California. You know, it's a lot of, you know, that old school, those missionary Baptist churches. And, you know, when them choirs get to rocking with them robes and they used to have the Gumby haircut. Oh,
yes,
my
sir.
Goodness.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's the Gumby haircut with flat top fade. Yes.
Yes, yes. And we were still sharp. We used to have them pressing curls, and by the time that choir done, we done sweated it out and got
exactly.
Mama got mad because we done messed up the clothes. You know, you couldn't mess up your church clothes because, you know, back then we had to play clothes and we had the church clothes.
Exactly.
So you could get sweaty if you was in the choir, but if you wasn't in the choir, there was no need for your hair or nothing to be messed up. That was it.
Exactly.
Oh, come on now. Don't play with me.
And they used choir on young adult day, youth day. They'd actually march in from the back, singing that song.
Oh yes.
And you had to make up a little dance to go with it. Y'all don't remember that?
I remember all of them. We two step front, then we turned to the side, then we dipped and paused.
Yeah.
And
then
we kept going. Yes.
Come on,
you were there. You was there. I remember. But you know, I'm just excited to have this opportunity to just laugh and you know to just minister to people and for God to bless us with nearly a year of Firestarters Kingdom Radio. I'm just in awe. Words can't even express how grateful I am. I'm trying not to get choked up because I get so emotional when I think about how good He has been to us. Just the thought about saying, oh, well, you know, maybe we should do, you know, a radio show would be great, you know, Sundays after church for, you know, a good 30 minutes to an hour, to us launching our fall schedule. We're going to be on 7 days a week. We have over 5,000 followers, and we haven't even been on a year yet. We've been getting people emailing us from all across the world, Japan and South Africa and the U.K., recently, I got someone in Australia saying that, you know, we've blessed them. And I've been out here in Northern California ministering to my family, amen, and traveling throughout the West Coast. And I get people saying, oh, you're the one who was on the radio show, or are you a member of New Birth? And, oh, I love that church. And, oh, I'm on YouTube, and I saw that, and it just really – really, really brings me into a place, just a humble place and just a grateful place and just a thankful place to say, God, just thank you. I thank you so much. And I love to have a good time with you guys, and I love to joke, and I love to, you know, and I'm sorry, I'm getting all messed up. I'm trying to fight back my emotions. But I don't want to say it shocked me when I came back, but it really did hit me to know that there are still communities of people who have never experienced the fullness of God. There are still cities that were raised in the church, who were raised, I mean, I myself and Minister Bernard Williams, we're both PKs. I was raised by a pastor, and so a lot of times it's kind of like, oh, you didn't know that? Because we were raised in the church, and there are some still people that were raised in the church but still don't know Him.
Yeah.
And I would get up, and I would say what God would have me to say, or, you know, I'd do a performance, or I would minister or share my gifts, and I would come down, and they would – people would come to me after church and say, wow, I've never seen that. And they'd be like 60 years old, 70 years old, crying on my shoulders, and I'm not even 30 yet. And they come crying to me and say, you know, I've never felt that before. And I'm like, you 70 years old, you the mother that raised my mother, and you've never felt that before? You've never experienced that before? You've never worshipped like that before? You've never prayed like that before? And it just really, sometimes it makes me sit back and look at myself, look at the gifts that I truly have and the blessings that I have to be able to have a spiritual father like Bishop Eddie L. Long, and to be connected with ministers and family and friends like Miss Sandra and like Bernard Williams, Minister Bernard Williams, and anybody out there that is listening, I know you're a witness to it, to just say, I'm truly in praise and in worship and living a life of praise and worship and just the greatness of God. And that's still an understatement, the awesomeness of God. That's still an understatement, the super fantabulisticness of God. I can't help but to give him praise and to give him honor and to give him all the glory, because he is the only one that is deserving of it. He is the only one that is worthy of it. He is the only one that can receive it. And for him to be so gracious enough to say, you know what, I already know that you're not going to understand all the time. I already know that there will be times you're going to be selfish. I already know there are times that you're going to ignore me. There are going to be times that you're going to, you know, make me upset. There are going to be times that you're going to disappoint me, but I still love you. I still want you. I will still use you. I will still send you. I will still fight for you. I will still send my angels out to protect you. Even when there are times where we're like, you know what, forget it, God, I don't want to do it no more. I don't care what you got for me. I'm done. I don't care. My bills ain't getting paid, and you want me to get up and encourage somebody else? You want me to get up and sing this song? You want me to get up and preach, and my phone about to get cut off tomorrow, and God is still saying, I still love you. I still want you. I'm still going to use you. And I'm growing to a place to see that there's really nothing that you can articulate. There's really nothing, there's no words that you can express to really sum up the feeling and the experience, the fullness of God. But when it's all bottled up inside, and sometimes, you know, you try to hold yourself, but sometimes the only thing you can do is grunt. Sometimes the only thing you can do is moan. Sometimes the only thing you can do is just lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes the only thing you can say is hallelujah, the highest praise, because he alone is worthy. He alone is awesome. He is almighty. He is all-powerful.
Yes, he is.
And we talk about going back in the day, and sometimes you need to go back.
Yes.
Sometimes you need to get that old-time religion to remember where we came from and to remember how blessed we are to be in a place to have not only two women and a man, but two African-American women and an African-American man, to our voice to be played right now worldwide, speaking about God, speaking about our experience and our lives and sharing that with people. It's just amazing. And I just had to take the time to just tell God, thank you again. Thank you for my sister, Lissandra Hardy. Thank you for my brother, Bernard Williams. Thank you for every single person who is connected to this ministry, every single person who is connected to Bishop Eddie L. Long, every single person who is rising up right now as a fire starter for your kingdom. I just thank you and I praise you, God, and I give you all the glory and all the honor because you deserve it, and amen. I'm sorry, y'all. I just had to
continue to keep flowing in the spirit, and as I always do, God allows, you know, for us to go worldwide. The only reason why, you know, God allows it, it's just it's another opportunity to disciple, to minister, to lift Jesus Christ up so that he can draw all men unto him. And so it's just like we did last week, Minister Bernard, I'm going to turn it over to you. And you minister however the Holy Spirit leads you to present Christ. To we have people that are listening. They may be in between right now. They may have strayed away. They may have never heard of Christ. I want you to just allow this opportunity, this moment, to I know back in the day you said the doors of the church are open, but the airwaves are now available for you to minister to millions of people across the world, across the nation, about Jesus the Christ.
Wow. Well, you know, to whoever may be listening to this webcast, this podcast, this live stream right now, you know, what Miss J just said, a lot of you are probably living in that same place. Not to say that you're going through crazy things or whatever, but sometimes it just feels like the walls are crashing in on you. Sometimes it just feels like there's pressure. Sometimes you just forget who you are or forget what's been happening around you. You forget your foundation or you forget your purpose, or life just happens. It does. And sometimes it's really tough to even tell God thank you. Sometimes it's tough to tell him, you know, you're worthy. Sometimes it's tough to tell him I trust you. It's difficult because life happens. You know, the bills keep coming and the money's starting to dry up. You have that relationship that you thought was going to work out, and it's just not working the way you thought it was going to. You have, you know, the church that you dedicated your life to. It doesn't seem like it's working the way it's supposed to. You stepped out on faith. You stepped out on a promise, and you feel like the promise, maybe you didn't hear it right because things are just not working the way you thought they were. You know, your job, especially this economy, you know, your job may just not be doing as well as you hoped it would. And they may be talking about laying you off, or they may just be, it may not even be that severe. It may just be a place where you're just tired and you're stagnant. You've been sitting in the same place for too long, and you feel like God is calling you to do something, but you don't see how it's going to happen. You don't see how it could even come to pass. It just seems kind of crazy. It seems kind of random. But the thing that's so wonderful about God, and we talked about it earlier, is that he doesn't ask you to be strong. He doesn't ask you to be great. He doesn't declare that you must be perfect. All he wants you to do is to be yourself. Christ came that he could fulfill this gap, this little hole that we had between man and God, so that we could be closer to him, so that we could have direct access to him. You don't necessarily, I'm not telling you to forsake, you know, the fellowship of the brotherhood, but you don't need your pastor, you don't need a minister to always go to God and to find out what he needs from you and to find out what you need from him. All you have to do is to say, Lord, I believe that you're my Savior, I believe that you died, that you sent your son to die on the cross for me, and that he rose again for me, that he rose from the grave. He died, he was dead, he was buried, it was over. But you raised him from the dead, and you gave him all power to show me that the situation that I'm going through, it may not seem like it's great. It may seem like I'm down for the final count. It may seem like I'm just encamped all around by just walls and nose and spears. But you're going to resurrect me, and I know that you're going to do exactly what you're going to do. It may not be in my time. It may not be in the time that I feel comfortable with, but you're perfect and you're sovereign and you're awesome. And even right now, there may be somebody on the phone. You may know God, but you just may feel like you're slipping away from him. Or when you try to worship him, when you try to lift your hands, it just doesn't seem like it's kind of working out. You try to say thank you, and you know, part of you says, well, what are you thanking him for? Just begin opening your mouth, and you don't necessarily have to thank him. You don't have to give him glory. All you have to do is speak who he is and just say that he is holy, he is mighty, he is great, he is awesome. And the more you think about him, the more you speak into the atmosphere, the more he'll reveal himself to you. I'm a witness. I've been in that place where it just seems like life is crushing in on you. But the more you just focus on who he is and how great he is, the more you begin to just speak and say who God is in your life, who he is in the life of people that you've been around, and that he's a healer. He may not have healed you, but he's healed somebody around you. He's been a protector for somebody around you. It may not be you, but it's been somebody around you. He has shown himself to be mighty. He's shown himself to be great. Bishop Long often says, you know, he's really begun saying, if you want to see where God is going to take you, look back and see where he brought you from. You may not be as great as you want to be in this day, but you're not who you were yesterday. Every day is a learning experience, and you're so much stronger, so much better, so much greater because of what you went through yesterday and last week and last month. And I promise you that God's word is perfect, God's word is true, God's word never, ever fails. He can do anything. He can provide anything. He can heal anything. He can do anything but fail. So just walk in his fullness, walk in his grace, walk in his might, walk in his reassurance, knowing that he's got your back. It may not feel like it, but he is right there. And there are people around you that are praying for you. They may not even be in the same city as you. They may not be in the same town as you. But there are people that are praying for you, that are loving you and covering you. And there's a host that's encamping around you to give you strength, to give you courage, to push you into the place where God is calling you to be. So I want everybody on the call right now that's on here, that's on the call, that's on the radio right now. I can't hear you, but God can hear you. I challenge everybody to lift your hands right now and just begin worshiping him and wherever you are, whether you're in your car, whether you're in your house, whether you're in jail right now, wherever you are, just lift your hands and begin worshiping him. Worship him as a creator. Worship him as holy. Worship him as mighty. Worship him as a deliverer. And as you continue to worship him, just worship him right now. Open your mouth, clap your hands, walk around your house. Just worship him in a way that you've never worshipped him before. Call on his name. Call his name. Call the name of Jesus, that name that's above every name. Call the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Call the name Jesus, the name that demons tremble at. Call the name Jesus, the access into the throne. Call that name Jesus. Call that name holy. Call that name mighty. And God is doing something right now. Wherever you are, God is doing something that you've never felt, that he's going from glory to glory. He's going from faith to faith. And I believe, I have faith for you, even if you don't have faith. I have faith for you that God is going to do exactly what you promised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We magnify you. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be adored. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's healing right now. He's delivering people right now. There are addictions that there are people on this phone that have been holding on that you just didn't know how you were going to break, but God is breaking it right now. All you have to do is trust him. It's not a perfect walk. Every day is a new day in him. Hallelujah. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy, O God. We thank you for your love that encompasses us. We thank you for the way that you shelter and cover us. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. There is no God besides. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy, O God. You are worthy, Hallelujah. O God. And we give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Spirit. I'm going to continue to flow in the Spirit. Let's just stay in the atmosphere of worship. We'll be right back after this track.
Hallelujah.
Let's just worship in spirit and in truth.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Thank you. give myself to you.
Jesus, won't you whisper that as our prayer tonight? My life is not my own.
Hallelujah. Welcome back to Legacy Lever. Again, our very awesome and special guest for this afternoon is Minister Bernard Williams, who has just been pouring into us and out to nations worldwide. And we also have Ms. J, who's coming in from the West Coast, who just, you know, shared a lot of what, you know, she's experiencing and just being in a attitude of gratitude, just a place of just being thankful, thankful for who God is and just thankful for the relationships that God has allowed and blessed her to be in. And so we thank you, listeners across the world. We just thank you, you know, for your commitment. We thank you again for just logging in today. Continue to spread the good news of what Firestarters Kingdom Radio is doing, Legacy Levers is doing. We're all encompassing of one. We're one nation under God. We'll continue to spread the word about what Minister Bernard is doing, just blessing lives across the nation. Thank you again for just saying yes. And thank you that, you know, just like in the song we just played, Give Myself Away, just realize you were not here just to be just you. You're here so that you can be of great witness, a great gifting to someone else. Because he said, let your light shine before men so that they may see and know. So when people see the goodness of Christ in you, the love of Christ in you, then they'll give God glory because of what your light is shining forth. Amen. I do have someone that has been patiently waiting on the line. I'm getting ready to bring them on the air. I believe they want to say something to Minister Bernard. So I'm going to bring them on the air right now. Caller 0529. You are live on the air right now.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are y'all doing today?
Oh, hey, Tremaine.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just wanted to let you all know that God has been such a blessing in my life this past week. These past couple. Since, I think about July, since the month started, God has just really been moving in my life, and it's just been totally awesome because everything that Bishop has been speaking on, especially this past Wednesday and today, I've actually had the opportunity and the privilege to experience all of that before he even ministered on it, as far as it's talking about turning your anxiety and your worry into praise, into worship. And I just wanted to make a comment that I had a dream about Bishop Long and the choir, involving the choir, and basically Bishop Long was talking to this dude. They were both dressed alike. They had on like white shirts with blue jeans on and white tennis shoes, and they were sitting at the corner of Klondike and Mall Parkway, which for people that live in the Lithonia area is going towards Stonecrest Mall. Well, I'm just sitting here watching these two dudes, you know, talking, and I keep hearing this song And off in the distance, saying, God said it, we believe it, that settles it, amen. And it started off real quiet, and it kept getting louder and louder and louder. And when I finally saw where the music was coming from, it was the choir walking up to where Bishop and this other guy was. And the whole entire congregation of the church were following the choir to where Bishop and this other guy was. And I was like, what does this now mean, as Lord? And he told me that, you know, the dude that I couldn't see, even though I could see what he was wearing, was actually Jesus. And Bishop and Jesus were sitting down talking. And he said the reason that Bishop looked like me was because as he follows me, we're supposed to follow him. And the choir has a great deal of responsibility as far as the going to leading the church where we're supposed to be, and whatever God tells Bishop and Bishop tells us, God said it, we believe that, tell us it, amen. The funny thing about it was that I had this dream before Bishop Curry came. And when he had that choir turn around and lead us in praise and worship, I was about to just fall out. And it's just been, it's a wonderful, I'm sitting up in here trying to hold back tears now because God has just been such a powerful entity in my life. And another quick statement, and I'll be off the line, but this past Tuesday, I was dealing with about a depression. I had got depressed about certain things that I was going through, and I was like, you know, it seems like everybody's moving faster and ahead of me, even people that are younger than me. And I'm sitting here about to turn 30, and, you know, I'm, like, almost homeless, and I don't have a job and all this, that, and the other, and the third. Then I had went to a small group meeting with seven young adult men's group meeting, and I was just, you know, honest with how I felt. Well, I got home, and it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I just sat down and was just, like, really blah. That's the best way I could put it. And I just all of a sudden had an urge to pray, but I didn't feel like praying. I didn't want to pray. I was like, Lord, you want me to pray, but I just cannot come up with the passion or the drive to pray. I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that, but I had to push past that. And for the past couple of days before that Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, I had the Tasha Cobb song, Smile, just in my spirit, and I couldn't sing it because I didn't want to sing. So I was like, Lord, this is my worship. Take joy in it. Make it your dwelling place. And I'm like, I started crying out, and something broke with me in that moment. And I started crying out before God, and he spoke to me, and he was like, I have delivered you from this and from that so many times in your past. What makes you not think that I can deliver you from what you're in now? And I was, you know, in a place of peace and just rest assured that he kept me out of homelessness, you know, when I was out in the world and living an unholy lifestyle. What makes you think that I won't do that for you now? And something just broke within my spirit, and it's just been a blessing to say that I'm living a deliberate life, I'm living a set-free life, and I'm on the way to destiny, doing all the things that God has called me to do, and I've never been in a place like this in my life. And I just wanted to just say, you know, thank you to Ms. Lissandra, because you've spoken into my life so many times. Jennifer, you've been a blessing into my life, and little Isaiah also. And, of course, Minister Bernard, you're leading us in worship and praise. It's just been phenomenal, and especially on today, it was like God just sat on us, and we could not move from him because he was just that so strong in the place, and that it's just still even continuing at home, and it's just a marvelous time in my life. And I just wanted to just let you know, guys, know that I appreciate everything that you're doing, everything that God has called you to do. You walk in it. And last thing, we're waiting for a CD from Minister Bernard, so whenever that happens, you let us know because I will be the first one to buy it. I'll wait in line. I don't care what I got to do. There needs to be a sound that goes across this world from your
from your vocals, from your lungs, from the things that you've experienced. It just needs to be heard worldwide. You know, we talk about all the great churches, Hillsong, and all the other ministries that have worship that, like, out of the world. But there's a worship and a sound that's coming up out of you, Bernard, that just needs to be broadcast around the world and into the stars, because it's just such a strong and passionate and pure heart that it comes from, and it just needs to be heard. So we're waiting, and I can't wait for that day. But that's all I got to say. And I love you guys, and y'all be blessed.
Thank you so much, Kermit. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with the world. And you continue to do great things for the kingdom of God. Be blessed.
I am. Thank you.
Amen. All right, we're down to our last little 8 minutes of the program. So I'm going to turn it back over to Minister Bernard. This is just, I don't know what the Holy Spirit was going to do, and he's just having his way, and I still can't leave from Send Judah First. I believe I may have to stay with this series until he lets me, releases me, because he's definitely doing something very strategic, and I just want to flow in his spirit. So, Minister Bernard, what would you like to share for the last, you know, couple and within 2 minutes? Because I also have to do something for you that I have to be obedient. I need at least 3 minutes to do it. But share with our listeners worldwide defining words that you would like to leave with our listeners across the world.
Absolutely, and you know, I knew it was coming this time, so I prayed about it, and as William McDowell was singing, and you know, I think it's just God really wants the people, his people, to understand that worship is relationship. It's not just about a song. It's not just about a nice melody. But worship is the overflow of your relationship. So, you know, spend time in your relationship every day with the Lord. Every day, every day. Don't be satisfied with the juice you got yesterday. Get some fresh meat today. Get some personal time with Him. Get some alone time with Him. You know, date. And I know some people don't like to hear it this way, but date the Lord. You know, the same way you went after him when you first got saved, keep going after him every single day just like that. Every day is a new day, and I promise you, God is going to show himself in new ways and new facets every day. But your worship is your relationship, and your relationship is a worship, so live out your relationship. And Ms. Sandra, thank you again for the invitation and for, you know, really following the leading of the Holy Spirit, and I'm here to support however I can, and I've always got your back. And Miss J, you know, thank you so much just for continuing to be you. And my wife and I were actually sitting here, and we love you both, and we continue to pray for you. So thank you so much, and that's it.
Amen. But you can't get off the air just yet. Thank you for leaving me a couple. All I needed to do, I have to be obedient to what he tells me to do. You're sitting next to your wife. If you not only can hold her hand, and shouts out to you, Miss Deidre, love you. Thank you so much for allowing your husband to be with us today and to share. And we know you are, you know, his helpmate. And we want to make sure you stay strengthened and covered as you cover him, as he ministers to millions of people around the world. And take your other hand, Minister Bernard, and put it on her stomach. And Jennifer, you just stand in agreement with me and those who are listening. If you could just reach and touch your computer, or if you can just hold your phone real tight, because Jesus is already here and his word is going to manifest. And I just have to lift you up in prayer, Minister Bernard, because as you are leading us, God is, you're going to see God, and you thought you saw him in some ways, but you're getting ready to see him in some ways that, I don't know, it's just something great and something big. And he said, make sure you pray for Minister Bernard when he comes on that air, to be covered, to be strengthened, to be encouraged, as you continue to follow after Bishop's heart and what he would like for the people, and how you continue to fine-tune yourself into God's voice. and we just make sure that we got your wife covered. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we touch worldwide according to your perfect will on one accord, we thank you right now for the Williams family. Hallelujah. We thank you for the giftings that you have placed in the both of them and the child that is on the way. Oh, God, may the baby minister even unto the mom while the baby is being developed. May the baby have such unique gifts that folk cannot even, they don't even know. But we know that it is from you because in Psalms that you said, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, you've already ordained praise, ordained strength. May this baby be strength for the family. May this baby be a praise like never before. May this baby, when they open up their mouths, Lord God, that there's deliverance in the vocal cords, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up Miss Deidre right now. We thank you, Lord God, for her being such an awesome helpmate to her husband and even to the ministry, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And we thank you that this will be a joyous pregnancy and pregnancies to come, Lord God. And we, again, stand in agreement for Minister Bernard Williams that no laryngitis will take out his voice, Lord God. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over his vocal cords, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for even a stronger anointing, Lord God, to flow through him, Lord God, that even, Lord God, he will not even get tired, Lord God, but he'll continue to move forward in strength and courage and stamina. He will continue to move forward like Joshua and Caleb. And we thank you that when he shows up, before he even opens up his mouth, that his spirit man is just going to bring about order, Lord God. If he continues, Lord God, to follow after our shepherd and our bishop, Lord God, that, Lord God, you will bless him. You said those who bless a prophet will reap a prophet's reward. And we speak a prophet's reward over him and his wife and family. God, I thank you for enlarging his territory. Thank you for enlarging his mind. Thank you, Lord God, for song after song after song after song after song after song after song. And I thank you, Lord God, it not only go worldwide, but, Lord, he'll have different translations, Lord God, as we continue to reach the nations and the different cultures. We thank you that it is so, that he will not have to worry about not one dime, Lord God. But you said as he gives, you'll cause men to give unto his bosom. And I thank you, Lord God, that it'll be overflowing. It'll be pressed down, shaken, and overflowing like never before because of what you have called him to do. And he said, yes, even in the midst of storms. We thank you for standing. And, God, we thank you that he will, when he opens up his mouth, God, God, thank you for the new sound that is in his mouth that will cause demons to tremble and run, and those who are sick will be delivered and set free. In the name of Jesus, we declare it worldwide, and we seal it in the blood. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is so. Oh, shout out. Oh, something. Yeah. Praise God. We are down to our last minute and 30 seconds, y'all. It has just been an awesome experience. Again, like Ms. Jennifer said, just there you go, my program thing. Again, we thank you for tuning in today. We're getting ready to rock out with a little bit of Israel Houghton. Just want to say thank you for tuning in today. God bless y'all, and continue to share the love of Christ with everyone that you know. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.